And then I get a call. Jack Scott, Jack Nutaru, Canal in the Crown.
Hello, Gary.
Hi, Gary. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Hold on. Let me put you on speakerphone here.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Local Splash. Oh. Local Splash.
Local Splash, yes. So we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing REI on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly, Gary, you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yes.
Okay, so you know when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results, but on that first page, there's just a handful that will fit there. Does that sound familiar?
I owned a social media marketing company one time. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Was that the 30-minute millionaire?
One time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So now, but now you're doing the home building, right? The luxury
yeah.
home? Okay. Okay. So if we could get REI up on that first page of Google at a rate that made sense for you to outsource that, you see value in that?
I don't know. Here's the deal. You know, I build luxury homes, you know, between $4 million to $6 million. And I do very well, obviously. But I don't know. I had a social media marketing director for 8 years. I've done everything. You know, I did tons of campaigns using Google, AdWords, you know, I did all of it. And it did never pay off for me. And that's why I stopped doing it. I mean, I even wrote a book called 7 Fast Ways to Connect on LinkedIn and was best-selling author in 4 different categories. I still couldn't make it work. I've had nothing but problems. I hired ad agency after ad agency with all my knowledge on marketing. I never could get the returns I was looking for. I just couldn't. If I do direct mail, I can spend $5,000 to $10,000. I'll make over $200,000 to $300,000. If I go spend, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 on ads, I don't get anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, the direct mail is great. It works. So it's, with that, I found that it's the law of diminishing returns, right? So direct mail, when you mail it out, the people that are going to respond to direct mail, that they usually respond pretty quickly, like right away, right? So when you mail again, like the pool just diminishes a little bit, because most of them won't keep the flyer around, like, oh, I need a custom home. Good thing I saved that flyer from three years ago, right?
Let me tell you a little bit about my business. Maybe there might be a different song. I don't know. You know, I'm considered one of the top luxury builders in the peninsula. And I build these stunning homes. I mean, stunning. My home sold over $300,000. Like, the market's changed a little bit, but my home still will sell list or over. And the reason they do is because of not only the quality I put in, but I have signatures on my property. I build this huge back door veranda, 400 square feet, have fireplaces, fans, you know, outdoor kitchens. It opens up inside these 20-foot open doors. And people love my homes. You go on my website and you look at, 1637 Greenwood, it actually won awards. So I build these beautiful homes. And what I see now that I'm looking for is, I know with this bill that just got passed, that they put over $388 billion into green energy. And if you build energy efficient homes that are net zero, where it's not going to cost you anything for electricity, because electricity is going to go through the roof. I know, I own an electric car. I can fill it up for $15 and drive 470 miles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming. It's coming. And, you know, PG&E is so far behind on the grid. All right, so I build ADUs, I build multifamilies, and I build luxury homes, all with net zero effect. In other words, they're energy efficient homes. So people can buy my homes and get all these credits from the government because there's basically no electric bills because of my what they call zip paneling technology, okay? It absorbs, you know, I use 6 inches of foam in the wall. It absorbs all of the heat and cold. But, again, and I've got a beautiful website. I did all direct mail. I do podcasts. I did everything. In the home market, I just couldn't get it to, you know, I did Google Ads. You can look it up. I just couldn't get it to work. So what do I do differently? I don't know what more I could have done on social media and marketing. I go to a networking group or a group or a real estate market group and hand out my brochures and flyers and everybody's calling. But I thought, right, Louis? I mean, we spent 7 years coaching and teaching social media marketing and couldn't get it, and we couldn't even get it off the ground. I feel guilty taking people's money. I just quit. I don't know more I can tell you. You didn't want this phone call, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, if we could get you up there just in that area and do that for you at a reasonable rate, I'm sure you see value in being at least listed there, right, if it were affordable?
Well, I think right now the market for luxury homes, the market, everybody's scared because the interest rates are going up. I don't think the market's there right now. It's adjusting really. It still has a little ways to go. For affordability rate right now, it's so low. I think ADUs for rental income, I think the market's there. For multifamilies, 4 units or above, I think it's huge. I think that's their new market for until these interest rates start adjusting again. And the worst is not yet come. I think there's another 10% adjustment coming. So, you know, we're sitting, you know, to be honest with you, we're sitting on money. We're not doing anything because we're just think the market hasn't really hit bottom yet. I don't think it will for a little while, but I think we're in trouble. So what can you do? I mean, ADUs, I'd love to sell. I mean, our ADUs are all energy efficient. They're stunning. You know, I build the nicest design on anything I do. My homes are beautiful. I got one of the best architects in the world. They're just stunning. If you go on my website right now, 1637 Greenwood Avenue.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 31,000 or 3,100 square foot. Yep, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, so.
I went on Angie's list and then I canceled the account because I'm a luxury home builder. People come to me because they want these beautiful renovations or additions in their home. And we're first, you know, we're high end. We're not a cheap guy in the street. But what we do for people that's amazing is somebody can spend $500,000 to $1 million with us, right? We can take that $2 million home up to $4 to $5 million with that investment and value. It's crazy what we can do for people. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Right?
Right.
How do I get that out there? How do I tell people that? I mean, it sounds so far-fetched. I wouldn't believe if somebody called me, but
well,
I do that.
I don't know that there. So there is one thing that I'm thinking might work for you, but I don't know if Google allows it for your category. But maybe. Well, let me ask. Not for custom homes, but let me see if they have it for general contractors. Let me ask Amy really quickly and see if that might be something, because that's brand new. That's a new service from Google, but not everybody qualifies for it. Let me grab her really quickly and see if we could get you up there for the general contractor category.
First of all, I'm not a general contractor. My company has two general contractors. I'm sorry. Well, it's going to have three general contractors, okay, that work for me. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, you have three, right? Licensed general contractors?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I hire them under they keep their company names. Now, I can't put them under my name. That's not a big deal, but I don't because I hire them on a subcontractor basis, so I don't have to pay all the taxes. Okay, that's the way my company is. So everybody that works with me, I could say I have the voice, but I do it all on subcontract basis, all right, so I can keep my insurance and taxes down.
And they have licensed and insurance themselves, yep. right?
Of course okay. They do. They have and they have workers' comp. They have it all.
Okay, that's what I assumed. Okay, well, let me grab Amy and see if we can't get you qualified for that ad, because again, that's brand new, and Google's not letting every category do those listings, but they've been very profitable. It's more of a boutique service, and from what you've told me, I think that might be the most appropriate thing for you. Let me grab her. Hang on just a moment here.
Google, is this a Google, doing Google, or are you just a marketing company that represents Google? Okay, you went away.
Okay, sorry, I'm back. I'm grabbing Amy here. Hang on just a moment for me. And I'm sorry,
Hi.
My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is Gary Missouri.
Gary, it's nice to meet you, Gary. Okay, I have Amy right here to help me with the Google
hey,
other ads.
Hi, Amy. Hey,
hi, Gary.
Are you guys